Yeah, I think especially during my side of things, I think it's a good foundation for the kids down there and stepping stone for the club to have such a great partnership with an English club. And I think it helps that they've already had myself and Adam O'Reilly come over and to see what Ringmahon has to offer. And yeah, I think it's a great partnership for both sides.
Yeah, we heard from Nick Harrison, the academy director, yesterday, and he said he was quite impressed with the attitude of both yourself and Adam O'Reilly when you arrived over at the club, and that's obviously something that was bred in Ringmahon.
Yeah, I think so. I think from an early age, you're taught to be well disciplined and just get your head down and work hard, and I think that's the main ambition from Preston for the kids of Ringmahon to do that, and hopefully they'll be able to progress once they get their heads down and work hard, and who knows where they can go from there.
Now, you've had a number of players head across the water. There's Caoimhín Kelleher with Liverpool, Eric Grimes is at Leeds, so yeah, he must be doing something right down Ringmahon to see all those players going across the water.
Yeah, I don't know what water they're feeding us down there, but there has been a few players come out, and Garrow Morrissey as well went off to Blackburn for a spell, and then yeah, came back, went to Cambridge, and it didn't work out for him. But what a talent he was, and there's more players like that. I think just the difference is the attitude, and I think myself and Adam have proven that, and the same goes for Eric and Caoimhín, because I know the three of them really hard workers, and I've played with a lot of players from Ringmahon that have had the ability to go over, but it just never worked out, and I think that was down to attitude and probably off the field issues.
I spoke to Adam O'Reilly yesterday, and he said you've been a massive help to him since he's moved over. Do you feel, as an established player who's made the move across the water, that you kind of feel a bit protective towards the younger Irish players that come over?
Yeah, I think so. I know myself, when I came over, like, I found it really difficult to first settle into things, and I know how hard it can be moving away from home. You're leaving your family and friends behind, and you're coming into a whole new world, really. And I think I just want to make it as easy as possible for the boys coming over to settle in and find their feet, because as I said, I know exactly how difficult it can be.
Preston, yourselves, you're flying at the moment. You're 6 points off the playoff spots at the moment, so the season going well?
Yeah, I think we're a few points better off than last season. So all we can ask for is an improvement, and we've managed to do that. I think we kind of established ourselves last season. A lot of people wouldn't have expected us to do as well as we did, but we finished off strongly, and hopefully we can go on better this season.
And you made your 100th appearance for the club as well, so that's a big milestone.
Yeah, it's come out of nowhere, really. I just had a look at my appearances a few weeks ago, actually. I don't really look at them, but I seen that I was close to it, and it just crept up on me. It's an honour for me and a great achievement, but I just have to keep working hard now, and hopefully more will come.
And Darren Horgan and Andy Boyle signing for the club as well. How have they been settling in?
Yeah, they've settled in really well so far. To be fair, it's a good squad that we have here. The boys are really good with anyone new who comes in. And they've done the same with Darren and Andy. And it's good that they have each other as well. But I think because there's so many Irish here, it helps even more. They've looked good in training, they've looked sharp, and hopefully they can crack on now.
Yeah, they'll provide plenty of options as well for you down the stretch, won't they?
Yeah, definitely. I haven't seen much of Andy previous to his signing, but he does look good in training, and obviously I played with Darrell at Cork City, and I know what he's all about, and I think he's only improved since he went to Dundalk, so hopefully he can add an extra bit of bite to the team.
And there's quite a few Cork lads flying in the Championship at the moment. There's yourself, there's Conor Hourihan at Barnsley, there's John Egan at Brentford, so it's great to see the Rebels getting it done in the Championship.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I know Connor's had a really good start to the season, and he scored again the other day, so he's been doing really well. And as well as John at Brentford, he's been fantastic since he went there. He's scored a few goals and he's been in the team sheet week in, week out, so it's great to see the boys doing well from Cork. And obviously David Moylan and Damien Delaney is on the Prem, so there's a lot of options from Cork out there, so it's good to see everyone's doing well.
Alan, are you thinking about a potential Ireland call-up at any stage in the near future?
I haven't really thought about it recently, but obviously it is a long-term goal of mine to break it, and playing every week is my main ambition at the moment, and I think that's probably what Ryan Matten will be looking for, someone who's playing week in, week out, and to be playing at a high standard like the Championship is good for me at such a young age. So hopefully in time I'll get a chance, and if so, I'll just have to take it.